has several crucial advantages. SNPs involved in disease like cancer are usually rare, and a rare SNP found in the genome of someone with cancer could lead a researcher to link the two. But what seems like an uncommon mutation among European genomes may turn out not to be when Africans are added to the mix, says Nicola Mulder, who analyzes genetic data at the University of Cape Town in South Africa. That mistake could waste years of effort and lots of money. A group of scientists once presumed that 5 genetic variants caused a dangerous thickening of the heart, even going so far as to tell people with those variants that their DNA put them at risk for cardiac troubles. But they were wrong. Those 5 variants were not rare at all, and in fact completely harmless. If the scientists had included African populations in their work, they might have known. More important, compared with Europeans and Americans, Africans have much better genomes for research, again because of their ancestral age. Over time, as a genetic material is handed down from one generation to the next, SNPs tend to gather in clusters, making them easier for researchers to find. As a consequence, they are more apparent in older genomes, in other words, African ones. That can be of use to all populations, says Tishkoff. For example, this clustering phenomenon led geneticists to a gene associated with LDL cholesterol, the bad kind, and another related to inflammation. African genomes have been rubbing up against environmental threats for far longer than any other, forcing the appearance of some surprising traits that may hold vital clues about diseases. A genetic mutation that enables us to survive one hazard may also shackle us with a less harmful new trait. Take sickle cell anemia. The gene behind this condition also protects against malaria. Another mutation makes people immune to the parasite behind African sleeping sickness, but also increases their risk of kidney disease. It's not hard to imagine, Tishkoff notes, a mutation that enabled people to survive some menace, but also left them predisposed to cancer. Though the menace disappeared, say in the move from East Africa to North America, the variant remained. These relic mutations could help explain how or why cancer evolved, given the vast genetic variation that exists in African genomes, Rotimi says. It is likely that we can find genetic variants that are important to cancer that may not be discovered from other human populations. And just as African genomes can help us recover our collective past, they can also save us from a perilous future. Some genetic abnormalities influence how our bodies respond to medications. A field known as pharmacogenomics. One variant, for example, leaves people with HIV less tolerant to an antiretroviral drug, a discovery that is changing treatment regimes across sub-Saharan Africa. Another messes with the breast cancer drug tamoxifen. The more diverse the genome, the higher the odds of finding mutations that may shape the choice of medication. Increasing genomic research in Africa is going to benefit not just people of African descent, Tishkoff says, but all people.